Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
All right, the Texans beat the Colts 20-17 last night to take over sole possession of first place in the AFC South. Deshaun Watson finishing just shy of 300 passing yards. DeAndre Hopkins catching two deep touchdown passes, including the go-ahead score early in the fourth quarter. Shannon, how impressed were you by the Texans' performance?
I was impressed with their offense because I think their offense can be dynamic. If they have two outstanding receivers, D-Hop, who's one of the top two or three receivers in all of football, full of the fifth. When he can stay healthy, Skip, he has the speed to get downfield in a hurry. And Deshaun does a great job of throwing him the football. They can run the football fairly well with Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson, but their defense leaves a lot to be desired. I'm shocked. Now, I picked the Texans, but after watching that game and following it, I'm like, the Colts are just going to run out the clock. Skip, they couldn't stop the run. And that's the best offensive line in football, Skip. I've seen it. I don't care what anybody says about the Eagles. I don't care what anybody says about the Cowboys. The Indianapolis Colts have the best offensive line in football. Those Costanza and Quinn Nelson and Kelly and Globin and Brandon Smith, That's the best offensive line.
I hear you.
They did that with no Marlon Mack. Mm-mm. So that was the second and third running back.
You know what? The truth is, I'm watching the game, and I'm thinking – they are turning into a former fifth round pick who's bounced around the league, Jonathan Williams, into somebody who looks better than Ezekiel Elliott to me. He's just running wild.
Wasn't that his first touchdown since like 2016 or 17?
Yeah.
And Hines was gashing him. 39 rushes, 175 yards, 4.5 a carry. Yep. I just thought they were going to run out the clock. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, they signed Nelson Aguilar. I mean, T.Y. Hill. I couldn't tell. I mean, they both were 13, Skip. If he catch one of those passes, I believe the game is different. Mm-hmm. And he dropped both of them. And it gave the Texans, they ended up getting off the field because he was going to score on that one. The guy tried to jet it, what we call jet, which is undercut the pass. Yep. He catches that ball, Skip, and turns up. It's a touchdown.
I thought he might have scored on both of them, actually. That one, if he'd turned and broken loose, I thought he was gone.
But he just needed to catch that one. Yep. The other one, Skip, this one right here, he's to the house. Yep. He's to the house. And he drops both of them, and we all know. Skip, if they make the playoffs, they'd be the team, doesn't matter who they play, I'm going to pick the team that they're playing to beat them. Because I've seen their story before. Yep. Every year it's the same thing. Remember, the Colts went there last year and ran the ball down their throat, took the ball away, sacked Deshaun, took the ball away from them. No, I don't trust their defense. Their defense looked bad. Mm. Skip, they're getting 5, 6, 7 yards a clip. Mm. They don't wrap up. They got, on the touchdown run, Skip, they had him in the hole. 3, 4 guys hit him. He bounces.
One guy just smacked it.
No. Oof. I was impressed with their offense, but their defense, nah. And as a team, I don't think they can go very far. Mm. They can make the playoffs, but they're not going very far. I don't see them winning the game.
I agree with your takeaway. I sat right here, and I picked the Colts to win this game 20-17, and I thought they were on the way to doing so. But quick thought on the Colts' strategy. I don't know if they had time to actually study game tape last week, but there's this guy named DeAndre Hopkins. He's actually pretty good.
Why would you single him up?
Every time I looked up, he's singled, and sometimes he's singled on the rookie.
Yes.
Well, what are you doing? No. Well, what are you thinking? And then Malik Hooker just completely blows one coverage, and you let him run free, DeAndre Hopkins, run free to the end zone, and Deshaun just sort of threw him a lollipop, like, here, just turn around and catch it.
Right.
Flat-footed. Really? What are you doing? There it is. He's just wide open, all alone, end zone. That's DeAndre Hopkins.
No, you can't do that.
Right?
And you definitely don't want that guy one-on-one with a rookie, Skip. Yep. Why would you ever single him up?
Okay, and then T.Y. Hilton. In 8 games in that building, he has averaged 133 yards receiving. That's a lot of catches in 8 career games. Now, he's been out for 3 weeks, and you said yesterday you were skeptical about whether he'd even be able to play, and they did have him on a snap count. But still, those two plays, they're both 3rd and 4 plays, late 3rd, early 4th quarter. They're game breakers, where the first one, you're ahead 17-13. The next one, you're behind 20-17. But they're just two game breakers. Got like, it's T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah.
He kills them in that building.
Yeah.
And he killed his own team. And after the game, he took 100% of the blame. He said, put it on me. I'm also going to put some of the blame on the officials, otherwise known as the referees.
Oh, you blew that one.
How did this happen? There's T.Y. one more time. So Deshaun runs for 6 yards trying to kill the clock. It's down to the 35-yard line. Mm-hmm. Here we go. And the ball is loose, and Darius Leonard...
takes it.
Takes it away. He's got it, and he goes to the ground with it. And the statement issued by the officials after the game said... there was no clear recovery, you know, that the offense recovered the football.
No, they didn't.
No. Darius Leonard's got it in his arms, and he said after the game, I had the football. And he said that Deshaun told him, you had the football.
Right.
What are you doing? And I'm not saying that would have decided the game because they would have had it down around the 35.
Right.
They'd have to go the other way to tie, maybe, with 50 seconds left.
Okay.
Adam Vinatieri has struggled, but... would you put money on him to tie the game at the buzzer?
Yeah.
From 45 yards? Would you put money? I'd bet on Adam Vinatieri to make
but
that
Skip,
field goal.
Still, you got to go. You got to go to the replay. You got to see that.
They didn't even stop the game.
And Skip, they said, don't blow it. Don't blow the whistle. We can always go back and say that he was down or yada, yada, yada. Take that to the replay. Why the hell you got replay, Skip, if you're not going to use it?
I don't know.
The prime time to use the replay. Let's go back. Okay, we can see he fumbled the ball. Maybe they thought, well, he was down and Darius Leonard ripped it out. No.
He's loose.
Yes, the ball is loose. You can clearly see it. You can clearly see the ball. Darius Leonard takes the ball and he has it. And you don't review that?
I don't get it.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. It's just another blunder. Like, this league is so great. It's better than that.
Right.
It's up to you in the last 2 minutes. You got to stop the play and take a look. Just satisfy the viewers that, we looked. And then if you want to conclude there's no clear recovery, I guess I have to live with that. But it's hard to live with this.
Right. Because when you didn't even review it to see if there was a clear recovery, how are you going to tell? First of all, how can you tell there wasn't a clear recovery?
I don't know.
The side judge, that guy right there, who can see that, Skip? Look, he's got a guy, he's got three guys blocking his view. So how do you know it wasn't a clear recovery? You didn't even think it was a fumble.
It sure looks like a clear recovery.
Yeah.
And Darius Leonard was adamant after the game, I had the football.
Skip, if he thought it was a fumble, what you supposed to do? Where's the little blue bean bag? The ball's on the ground. I ain't seen no bean bag.
Nope.
So he didn't even think it was a fumble to begin with.
Another game marred, but I'm with you. Both teams got some issues, so I don't think the winner of this division is going to go very far.
No. But, man, close offensive line.
Mm. It's serious business.
Yep. They were real.
Yep. And Jacoby wasn't great last night, but he can look pretty good behind that
line.
But
that's the thing, though, Skip. I mean, one game, if you remember the game that they played, two, 3 weeks ago, he was unbelievable against the Texans.
Yep, he was.
And then he comes back. You look at him against Kansas City.
They won the game, but they won mostly just running it down Kansas City's throat and controlling the clock.
That's what you got to do. I mean, they got an offensive line that can do it.
Yep.
Well, the Texans seems to be making a habit of rebounding big from losses, and it was a good get-right game for Will Fuller. He was coming back from Miami, 140 yards, even though we didn't
Deshaun
find the end zone.
Too. I would agree.
Yeah, because he got shut down against the Raiders. No mercy.
Did you know that as many as 7 out of 10 adults wished they played a musical instrument? Unfortunately, many never do because they think it's either too late for them to start or too expensive. Musician is an online music education platform rethinking the way people learn music. It's the fun, easy, and affordable way to learn guitar, piano, bass, or even singing. Just download the app to your desktop, tablet, or phone and start playing. Musician is perfect whether you're just starting out or have been playing for years. Enjoy thousands of popular songs and expertly crafted lessons and exercises across dozens of genres. Compared to private lessons, Musician is more affordable and lets you learn on your own schedule. You'll get bite-sized lessons, easy-to-follow instructions, and exercises tailored to your goals. Using Musician to learn an instrument like guitar or piano is much better than trying to teach yourself. So, if you've been wanting to learn an instrument or simply want some help getting back to playing, check out Musician. you can get an extended 14-day free trial of their Premium Plus package at musician.com/play. That's unlimited lessons and unlimited songs on as many instruments as you want for 2 whole weeks. Just go to musician.com/play to start your free trial today. That's YOUSICIAN.com/play.
No mercy. All right, Ezekiel Elliott coming off back-to-back games with fewer than 50 rushing yards. Meanwhile, Dak Prescott has slowly played his way into becoming a dark horse MVP candidate. Now, an ESPN article goes so far as to write, quote, "It's time to stop pretending the Cowboys run their offense through Zeke. This is Dak's offense, and the Cowboys are a better team for it." We're joined by NFL sports analyst Eric Dickerson now. Good morning. Thanks for being here with us.
Good morning.
All right, Skip's been all over this argument for several weeks. He's been telling folks, do you agree the Cowboys offense should run through Dak versus Zeke?
Well, I've been hearing Skip saying that Zeke is having a bad year and Zeke's not the same player. First of all, none of us are the same players after our first, like, 2 or 3 years. So let's get that straight.
Well,
right,
you know what? That is a scary notion when you just gave him $50 million guaranteed. Well, for the future.
Yeah, still. But one thing is that this offense still runs through Zeke. It really does. Because, you know, you look at the game last week when they played the Detroit Lions. If I'm the Lions, you have one guy you want to stop. It's like, you know, we're going to let Dak throw the ball. We're going to see if he can beat us. Let's make him beat us. Even a few weeks ago when you watched San Francisco and Seattle play, one thing Seattle said, we're not going to let the 49ers run the football. We're going to make Garoppolo beat us. They did. And the same thing here. I mean, it's like Zeke is the guy. If you sit in a room when they're going over defensive schemes and offensive schemes, especially defense, the main thing is don't let him get on track. You know, slow him down. You know, 45 yards is not a lot of yards for sure, but it's when those yards come. It's certain times. It's a first down that you get. I know that it's all people want to see the big numbers. If Zeke has over 200 yards in that football game, the Cowboys don't just win by 8 points. You know, they win by 14 points, at least 10 points. That's the difference. But it's no doubt, I like Dak. I mean, I've liked Dak since day one. When I first saw him in the preseason, I'm like, man, this guy can throw the football. It's not that I don't like him. You know, the Cowboys have such a luxury of having Zeke and Dak. That is a luxury. They have Amari Cooper. You know, they have Gallup. They have a lot of weapons. I mean, I hate when they say, this is his team. This is his team. You know, this is a football team. But really, the team, when you look at that football team, if I'm on defense, I guarantee you this week when they play the Patriots, the first thing Bill Belichick will say, don't let 21 beat us. You know, we're gonna see. We're going to see if Dak can beat us. So, for me, it still runs through Zeke. But, you know, they run together. It's together. It's not just one guy without the – if you take Zeke away, take Zeke totally away from that football team, you'll see a different football team. If you take Dak away, you'll see a totally different football team. So, you know, it's they're together.
You just will not give it
no, up. No, and I ain't
tell
giving
me
it up.
Tell me when it's my turn.
And it's not your turn. Yeah. I ain't giving it up either. Yeah, still his team. Skip Bailey, okay. Let's see what they're doing. Dak is 2-10 when Zeke runs for 75 yards or less. Those two wins, the Giants and the Lions. One got two wins, the other got three. Yeah. So who the hell he beat?
We're talking about this year.
Okay.
This year.
Okay, he got two wins.
Yep, this
okay.
year.
Okay, what about the Saints? How many yards did Zeke have? Mm. What was his record against them? Mm. Okay, how did he do against Minnesota? Mm. Those are playoff team. You see what I'm saying? You see the real current theme here, Skip? He's
how
beating
did
up.
Who do?
Huh?
Zeke?
Yeah.
They would have won the game if they hadn't put the ball back in Zeke's hand.
That's his dog's old Zeke.
What are you talking about?
No.
Well, we even
I don't think it's your turn.
Star-Telegram had a source quote the other day saying they finally realized they made a big mistake that game.
Stop reading the paper.
When it was second and 2 at the 11, and they gave it to Zeke twice and then threw it to Zeke on fourth down.
I've asked,
bad ideas.
I've asked yeah. you to stop reading the paper, yeah. especially Homer papers like the Star-Telegram.
That's not a Homer quote.
Yeah, it is. But hey, this is what I'm trying to figure out here. Now, when Zeke had this thing going, everybody didn't want to give Zeke no credit. They're talking about that offensive line. They dominant. Ty Smith, Zach Martin. The reason why they took all these guys in the first round is they wanted to be able to run the football. In that offensive
Nobody
line.
Nobody wanted to give Zeke
Whoa. Let me finish.
Screaming he's the best back in football.
Skip. But at some point in time, if Zeke is not the same guy,
Are those the same guys that's opening hole? Ty Smith with back surgery and knee surgeries. Travis Frederick missed all of last year. Mm-hmm. Zach Martin has been bothered by back and knee. Mm-hmm. Lyle Collins is in and out of the lineup.
He's out.
And you don't like Connor Williams, period.
And he just came back from knee surgery.
Exactly. Yep. But that's all Zeke. Mm. But Skip, here's the thing.
If you're that guy, if you're ED Eric Dickerson, you just find holes and make holes.
That's not always true.
Eric Dickerson be averaging 105 yards behind that line right now. You know it, and I know it.
Skip, before I turn it over to you, I also think that when you have Zeke back there, he's still Zeke Elliott. Even though he's not putting up the yards that we're customarily used to seeing him put up, imagine if a team knows that Dak is going to throw the ball 45, 50 times. Now he's going to face more different coverages because there's never going to be a chance that you can sneak that guy down in the box. You look at Minnesota. Harrison Smith very, very rarely played in the middle of the field. He was at the line of scrimmage.
I'm sorry. I saw him all over the pass coverage. Like, all over it. What? I think you guys are grossly exaggerating. What? I'm not seeing 9 men in the box anymore. I'm just seeing him play straight up coverage defense.
What did Jerry say? Jerry said again when they played Minnesota. What did Jerry say?
You mean after Minnesota?
After they played Minnesota, what did Jerry say after the game? Bye. Everybody knew they were not letting Zeke Elliott. And even Jason Garrett said that completion to Blake Jarwin, was a result of what, Skip? When he faked that ball in Zeke Elliott's belly, everybody and their mama ran over there to see if he had it.
You mean at the end of the Detroit game?
Yes.
After Zeke had gone nowhere on first down.
He had gone nowhere on first down.
11 times they gave it to him on first down at Detroit against the 26th ranked defense, and he went basically nowhere 11 times.
And guess what, Skip? He went nowhere on first down, and yet still, when he faked the ball in the guy's belly on second and 10, everybody went over there.
I don't think everybody did. I just think Blake Jarwin got open a rollout pass because there was a threat that Dak was going to tuck the ball and run with it.
Skip.
That's what happened.
No.
Hey, you guys are living in the past because your pride is up, just like Jerry's pride is up. He even defended him on his radio show last Monday and said, we will give the ball to 21. Remember, he said he's still one of the best players in the National Football League.
He is.
He's speaking with his pride and his wallet because Jerry knows deep down, I'm looking like I made a big mistake. I gave him way too much
Jerry
money.
Jerry don't make mistakes.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does make mistakes. So Bill Barnwell, I have nothing but respect for because he is ESPN's NFL expert analyst. And he just lays it on the line, and I'm going to read these quotes one more quick time. It's time to stop pretending that the Cowboys run their offense through Zeke or that Dak Prescott needs the star running back to create throwing opportunities. This is Dak's offense, and the Cowboys are better for it. Then he goes on to say that Zeke has looked ordinary in 2019. By his standards, he has looked ordinary. We haven't seen much burst, says Bill Barnwell. I've been saying that for a month. Where is he? Where's the little break? Just some break. He ran 4.4 at the combine. I'm not seeing it. He looks like he's plodding in Cabo Sand right now. I don't see attack mode. I don't see contagious rage that he used to run with the greatest body lean I've ever seen from any back. And finally, Bill Barnwell concludes, the arguments that Dak Prescott needed an effective Elliott to move the ball as a passer weren't supported by past evidence and look downright foolish now. Downright foolish. And he makes the case that when Tony Pollard has been on the football field in place of Zeke, they have been slightly more effective because Tony, as a rookie, has a little bit more burst. He's a little more electric than Zeke is right now, and I'm not making the case I want Tony Pollard to replace Zeke.
What you're saying.
They're not afraid of Tony Pollard, trust me.
Okay.
If Tony Pollard...
I don't think the Patriots are afraid of Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah.
Well, how about this here? Fox NFL expert Shannon Sharp said they still need to run the ball through Zeke Elliott.
Well, everybody needs to run the ball some, or you're all in big trouble. So every defensive coordinator says, first thing we got to do is stop the run. But it's not stop Zeke anymore, it's just stop the run.
No, stop.
Nobody's afraid.
I promise you, ain't nobody afraid of Tony Pollard.
Well, again, Pro Football Focus also ranks the Patriots' run defense 29th in the league. So is this not an opportunity? You're saying, if Dak's the MVP, this is his game. The truth is, if Zeke is that dude now, if he's still that guy, he should break out. Hey, break out.
One thing you got to remember is that those are pros over there, too. They're professionals. Their job is to stop you. They're just not a bunch of bums. Those are all pros.
Well, I mean, the Patriots, I mean, most people think it's the best. Those are professional players.
I mean, look, they did the same. Detroit did the same thing to us. I mean, a year ago, we were the hottest team. All of a sudden, boom, we got exposed.
But Eric, he led the league in rushing yards per game for three straight years. He dominated this league.
Yeah.
He's eighth in rushing now.
Wow, he fell off a cliff, honey.
I'd say that's falling off a cliff. There's only 18s in the league.
Give you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
No, you both ought to be ashamed.
Well, you've both been exposed, and it's okay.
I was right from the start, as usual.
It doesn't matter if it's a historic defense. Mm. If Bill Barnwell is right and you are right, it's that team. Show me. He get a chance on Sunday to show me.
No, show me Zeke.
I don't know if I'm Zeke.
You guys say he's still the man.
If I'm Zeke, I'm hurt.
No, you
they
just said
do that by
the
itself.
Offense runs through 21. The Hall of Famer. You're both in the Hall of Fame. You're in there, aren't you?
Didn't I say they work together?
Yeah, they work together. That was a nice way to end your bet. No mercy.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this: crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right. Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew, ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
No mercy. The 49ers and Packers face off on Sunday Night Football in a battle of two of the NFC's top teams. The winner of this game has the inside track for home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Lil Wayne is here with us this morning. We are so happy you joined us. So give us a scoop. Are your Packers going to pull it out?
Yes, they are. Yes, definitely. I mean, the defense for the 49ers is awesome. But I just talked to Unc, and like you said, they've been a little weak for the last. I mean, Bosa. He had like 7 sacks or something. He's been sackless for the last 3 games.
Got a little quiet.
Yeah.
It happens to rookies occasionally. Yeah.
And then Bakhtiari had to go against his brother, and we lost against his brother. So I'm quite sure Bakhtiari ready to show.
Okay.
His other brother. Go back and tell your brother what this about.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we do appreciate you being here. You flew all night just for us.
Thank you. Pleasure
and honor. You want to go ahead?
Yeah. You know, Raj. We know him. This man know what Raj represent. The baddest quarterback.
Yeah, A-Raj.
Better than yours, that's for sure. You know what, Skip Bayless? We've underestimated. I mean, he's been in the MVP discussion, but because Russell Wilson has been playing so unbelievable, Lamar Jackson has been playing from another planet, we glossing over the man. He's 17-2. 17 tubs, 2 INTs. And he beat the Dallas Cowboys in their building. Mm-hmm. Wasn't even close. Wasn't close, Skip Bayless. And Aaron Jones.
It got close, but it wasn't.
You know what? You say Zeke is 8th in rushing. Mm-hmm. The guy that's 6 spots behind him is Aaron Jones. Mm-hmm. He has 14 total touchdowns, which is tied with Christian McCaffrey. But you say those 1-yard touchdowns is overrated. So Packers are not that good. So Aaron Rodgers needs to get even more credit, right? Because you keep saying, oh, Aaron Jones.
Well, he took over the Dallas.
No, he did. No. Stop doing that.
He was special. He's always special against
the Packers. I'm going to take the Packers for one reason, Skip. Jimmy Garoppolo turns the ball over too much.
He does.
He's a turnover machine. I mean, Skip, he has 14 turnovers, which is fifth in the NFL. Now, the last couple of weeks, that 49ers defense has given up 25, 27 in the loss, 26. Two of those, 25, 26, came against Arizona and Kyler Murray. We don't think the Arizona Cardinals is a great, great team. They're not even good. They're okay. Packers got a great team. You give Aaron Rodgers extra possessions, oh, he'll hang 30-plus on you. And that's why I'm going to take him 35-33.
You both could be right about this, but
what?
All the numbers scream that the home team has turned into a buzzsaw, especially at home. No team in this league is averaging more points at home than the 49ers are. 33 a game they're scoring at home tops the National Football League.
You saw them two interceptions?
Well, he will throw them. He threw two in the red zone.
Yeah, right, that's what you told me. That's what you told me earlier this week.
I was just making sure you saw him.
The 49ers are second in this whole league in running the football. And as much as I believe Aaron Rodgers will have a very good game, he will be watching a lot of this game.
With that said, you're right, but their running game has not been the same for the last few games because Jimmy was dropping back like 27 times when he was running like that. For the last few games, he dropped back like 40 times.
Okay.
Just letting you know that running game ain't like that right now.
But it was just a few weeks ago that your team came west and played at the Chargers and got absolutely destroyed, and I still can't figure it out.
Well, we got up late.
I don't get it.
We got up late.
I don't understand. It's one of those aberration games.
Get down and tell you.
Those weird NFL games where you say, what was that?
You check Aaron Rodgers' record coming off a bye.
Yeah. Okay.
Check his
record.
The
score of that game at Chargers was 26-11. 11? What a weird score. It's like, couldn't you just score 10 or 12? You know, it just sounds bad that you scored 11.
They scored, guess what they scored against somebody else you know? Yeah. They scored 34 against somebody else we know. Mm. You want to care to mention who that was?
Yeah, my quarterback almost.
Yeah, your quarterback
all
it almost
the way
yeah.
back. Your quarterback all the way back. From 31-3 to uh-oh.
Man,
your quarterback was the one that dug the grave.
Yeah,
he dug
he
it.
He didn't dig the grave. He threw a perfect pass.
Does this man think QBR is just, like, does he think that is the
That's the holy grail.
That man.
He don't even want wins. He wants
exactly.
QBR.
I see that.
Yes.
I see that. I see you makes it. You make a wonderful case for Dak. Yeah. You make a wonderful case for Dak every day.
Well, he is leading this whole league in
QBR. I knew you was about to say that.
He's leading this whole league in passing yards.
Yeah,
he's having a better year than Aaron Rodgers.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Stop.
Well, all the numbers scream that he is.
All the numbers.
You mean the numbers of the record?
Well, he simply.
Because that's the numbers that scream to me. I can't hear over them numbers. I cannot hear over them numbers that scream.
He throws the longest passes. He does everything, but he can't overcome a sorry defense.
And
I just said it. The Cowboys have a sorry defense, and Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones feasted on that defense.
And Aaron Rodgers did put up this record without Devontae for about 4 or 5 weeks. So what would Dak be without Amari for 4 or 5 weeks?
Better without Devontae.
Did you remember what Dak looked like before he got Amari? Boy, he was in a heap of trouble.
But he didn't have a
He ain't look like 40 million.
He didn't have a Geronimo.
Skip, you do.
He didn't have an Aaron Jones.
Skip, you do realize.
Catching passes out of the back.
The guys you just mentioned are undrafted free agents. That's what you mentioned. The guy who had got undrafted free agents, that's what he's doing.
Can they play?
Oh, so now they can play. So you see what you did? Now you want to talk about.
I did what anybody should do. Can they play?
Okay, can Julian Edelman play? Because you keep telling me Tom Brady don't have anybody. And the guy is Super Bowl MVP.
That. Don't do him that.
Seventh round pick.
Can he play? Can he play?
That's all Brady's got.
Can he play?
Can he play?
You're going to win. You're going to win.
I already know.
I got to pick the 49ers, 28-24, because I think they will run the ball down your throat. And I think Aaron's going to be standing over there saying, do I get a turn? No.
But when he does, when he gets his turn, he does something with it.
Maximize.
He doesn't blame his defense like somebody else we know.
Who's your favorite play caller in the league? Kyle Shanahan.
You okay?
Am I right?
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Because he is the offspring of one Mike Shanahan, who coached Shannon Sharp to Super Bowls. Right?
Yes.
Okay? So you're betting against Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, you go. You see what you're trying to do? You're trying to...
I think I did
it. You're
dirty. Legend, right? You're talking
about.
What
the heck are you doing anything? That didn't need to be brought up. I did. I'm picking Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers because I believe they're going to win.
35-33.
Yeah,
35-33. Okay. So, right now, your pack is 8-2. Right on your tail in that division is 8-3 Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
How much do you fear Kirk Cousins and company?
Kirk Cousins is a system quarterback to me, and their system ain't working right now. I'm not afraid of their system against our system, you know. And I don't think Kirk Cousins stands. You know, Kirk Cousins is awesome, but he don't stand nowhere near Aaron Rodgers.
I must admit, he's playing much better than I thought he would.
Likewise. Mm-hmm. Likewise. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was just a bunch of, you know, yeah. he getting out there and he doing his thing.
I think the game last week is when he brought him back and the Broncos shut down Dalvin Cook. Because normally what we've seen previous, when Dalvin played well, he plays well. Because remember when Chicago took away Dalvin, And Stephon Diggs like, man, y'all need to get me out of here. Uh-huh. Even Adam Thielen's like, yeah, I understand we can run for 1,000 million yards. But what happens when we can't?
We
got to find a way to get the open and throw the ball. So he's played really well because they made a commitment to try and run the football. And that play action, he's as good as they come at play action. Might be better than your guy.
No, my guy is leading the league.
Hold on.
Why do you have to keep trying to discredit
me? I ain't trying to discredit. All I'm saying, but did First Cousins, Kim Folk Kirk, what we call him at Cookout, did he beat your guy? Did he beat your guy, yes or no, on a Sunday night?
My coaches beat
my
team.
No, excuse me.
Well, they did. My quarterback is on fire, just taking him down the field, and they said, you know what? We paid the running back $50 million. Give it to the running back. And give it to him, and give it to him again.
Hold on, Skip.
Game over.
You
did lost.
Your first two possessions, you go down 14-0. Mm. Did they put the ball in his hands then?
Mm.
Why will you keep being down all the time? I just need to know why you keep being down. You scored 3 points against New Orleans. You scored 3 points against the Jets. You scored 3 points against Green Bay. Ugh. At the half. Mm-hmm. That's three halves in which you had 9 total points. Was Dak playing in those games?
First three possessions against Minnesota, all three times crossed the 50 and went into Minnesota territory. And at one point, we had a fourth down that could have been converted. And, of course, Coach Clapp over there, Jason Garrett, let's punt. Punt. What are you doing?
Oh, so you want to go for the fourth down?
Huh? Let's punt.
Yeah, Coach.
Huh?
Yeah, Coach.
Yeah, Coach. Oh.
So, in other words, they crossed the 50.
Yep.
But I thought the objective was to cross the goal line. How many points you get for crossing the 50?
You know, he got different objectives. QBR, crossing the 50. You know, he's different. It's different.
Yeah, well.
Different over there.
So, how many
points you get? Were you not scared to death? Were you not on the edge of your seat when my quarterback was on fire at the end of the Vikings game? And you must have been rooting for my quarterback.
I was.
You needed that.
I needed that win, boy.
And you all but assured me that my team would beat the Vikings. And you were correct about that.
Yeah.
Because they were on the way until my coaches got in.
If you don't mind me asking, can you tell him who did I pick? Who did I pick? Did I pick Dak or I picked Kirk Cousins?
I don't remember.
You do remember.
Yeah.
Because you remember I came
you
here
probably
with
picked
you
both.
Nah,
picked I came with that. You remember I came with that chef hat?
Yeah.
Hey, old Chef Shea. Yeah. We're serving up them hot elves, home of the world famous hot elves.
His restaurant went from serving dubs to hot elves because they went out of business and they said, well, I guess we got to serve losers.
Dak kept coming. Dak and Tom Brady keep coming to my restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Tom Brady's 9-1 and like the winning
He came against Jacksonville.
Really?
And remember, I had that pop-up shop in Minnesota.
He said, I got a pop-up shop.
So who do you have for MVP as we speak?
Right now, of course, I got Aaron Rodgers, but I can't front that boy Russell. Russell was here, though.
Okay.
Everybody keeps saying that, Skip.
Okay. So does that mean you have that dog at Philly this Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
You
like that?
I know.
Eagles, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, walk it to him. He going to bounce back.
He'll bounce it to him?
Okay. No.
Yeah. Talking about walking to him.
He bounce back.
He's going to bounce back against the MVP. So you have a runaway MVP in Russell.
I didn't say no runaway.
You are.
It's close.
Okay, you just
Lamar. No, I said Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is the truth. He right there, he's nip and tuck. But I say who not in the race.
Can I forgive me for not saying Lamar Jackson as well when you ask me that question?
And what do you see in Lamar so far?
Everything.
Such as?
I mean, he's everybody. You know, we compare him to Vic, but man, he looks like he got a little bit more. And I was second guessing that ball. I was second guessing it myself when I was putting him up against looking at him and Kyler.
Right.
That's what I was doing, right. And Kyler could throw that thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got. Yeah, but man, that ball get there. That ball get there.
And what'd he do? Put that thing on terrible Tom. I mean, on Tom Brady.
Huh. Yeah, so.
Who Lamar. Put that thing on him?
Lamar Jackson.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Just like Kirk Cousins put that thing on you. Just like Kirk Cousins put it on your guy. And so did Teddy Bridgewater. Mm. And so did Sam Darnold. Mm. Head to head, bust him up.
And so is Tom Brady.
Sam Darnold won player of the week against the Cowboys.
So, who you got? Eagles or your runaway MVP?
I just saw a ghost. Lord have mercy. Go ahead. What happened? I saw a ghost. Go ahead.
You saw a ghost where?
Yeah, we were talking about Sam Darnold. Go ahead.
Oh, you saw.
That's funny.
Got jokes. That's a good one. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. For not having slept, that was funny. Yeah.
You already know who I picked.
Well, pick it again.
I picked the Eagles in a close game. Let me see, Bucky. Get to go to my scorecard.
This is not at all convincing.
I got the Eagles 30-24. Walking to him, going, if you don't throw the ball to Aguilar, hopefully Alshon is back because Aguilar be dropping everything.
Right?
He has been.
You need that game because you're afraid my team's going to go win at Foxborough and then you're going to be sunk.
That's yep. I get that. But mm-hmm. Here's the thing. We need this game because then we go to Miami, we got Washington, and we got the Giants twice, mm-hmm. And then we got you guys sandwiched in there somewhere. So we're going to run on five straight, and by the time this thing all said and done, we in the front, y'all in the back, which is out of the playoffs. Bam!
Are you going to win out after this game?
No, we just going to make sure we beat you guys and kick you out of the playoffs. Mm. That's what we going to do.
That's strong,
the way
too.
You beat us last year at Philadelphia.
Okay. See,
so that's three straight my team has beat your team. Three straight my quarterback has beaten your quarterback.
Okay.
But you're still hanging in.
Yeah, I'm hanging in because we're going to win. Skip, that was last year. Mm. Last year is last year. And we got off to a terrible start this year. And there we turned the ball over twice. I think Goddard fumbled and Wentz threw a horrible interception. But... We'll see. You worry about your business. Mm. We're going to take care of what we need to take care of, like 1 o'clock window. And then the 4:25, you will know what you need to do. Because if you don't win, guess what? We'll be tied again.
We're in the lead in the NFC East, as usual.
You won't be.
Right?
You won't be if you lose on Sunday.
Won it two of the last 3 years, as usual.
You ain't going to win it three out of the last 4 years.
I think that other boy, I think, what is his name, Pollard? He look good. He look a
Tony
little,
Pollard?
Yeah, he look a little
Thank
better
you.
Right now.
Yeah, I
he
agree.
He look a little better than Zeke
My
right
running
now.
Back, not so much. But we'll talk about them in just a moment. Here.
You're treading on thin ice here. They've been combusting over this all morning long.
No mercy.
Dak and the Cowboys currently have the number one total offense in the NFL, but that's going to be put to the test against Bill Belichick's Patriots, who, by the way, sport the league's number one total defense. Both teams leading their divisions. Dallas has Philly right there, though. They cannot afford a slip up. Lil Wayne is back with us. We're so glad after a red-eye flight from Miami. Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you. Who do you like on Sunday? Settle this debate for us, Cowboys or Patriots?
I gotta go with the boys.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, I gotta go with the boys.
Hey, everybody talk about them boys.
Yeah.
We them boys.
I thought them get
one. Yeah, we them boys. No. You the Pats. You the Pats. Don't say that. Don't say that. Utter that phrase.
Yeah, because I hear you up here every day. You trash your boys. Mm-hmm. But when they win, you come up, you go crazy. And you like Tom Brady and like, but you still find something that was within the win. That mm-hmm. And I like that.
Okay.
Like that, but reason why I want them to win, because I believe they win this game, I believe Dak get that money.
Okay. Yeah. Like immediately? Or
I believe the checkbook going to be at the game.
Whew, really? That's interesting.
Nah, Dak said, I don't want it now. Huh. You had a chance to get it to me earlier. I don't want it now.
Huh.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the price that I gave you at the beginning of the year, it just went up 10 million.
40. Yeah, I need 40.
Yeah, I need 40.
Well, I think Wayne is suggesting there might be a little signing party up in the first class of the team plane going home.
No, I don't want it. Because as a matter of fact, if you said, hold up, you said they're going to go to the Super Bowl, right? So Dak says, if I get to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl MVP, I know what Joe Flacco did to parlay that in to be the highest paid player in the NFL for 3 years. Mm. So now I was wanting 40. Now I want 45 with 135 fully guaranteed.
Talk dirty. Mm.
I'll pay him myself if they win the
Super Bowl. I'm dirt.
I know you. I know you. I know you will. I'll take out a loan
for the rest of my life.
I think he win that game and get that 40,
Hey, for the bud, that'd be so bad late for the next till 2021, you be unbearable. you are a terrible loser. You even worse winner. So, I want no part of that.
So you're a terrible
I want to be a bad winner, even worse.
Yeah, I know you do. No, you don't want to be a bad winner. You want to be a bad winner with the Cowboys. That's why you want to be a bad winner. I mean, you get a little. I mean, you get a little excited with Tom Brady, but you're gonna be unbearable.
Think about that.
You ain't got to worry about that.
Guess where the Super Bowl is.
I know where it's at. You ain't got to worry about him being unbearable this year. You ain't got to worry about that.
Oh, it's on Fox.
Yeah.
Cowboys, Patriots on Fox. Cowboys pull that off. Oh.
Excuse me. It might be over.
You might have to just say that's it. Yeah. I'm done.
You talking about the game Sunday or you talking about the Super Bowl?
You talking about the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl is the Packers versus the Ravens, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Chance.
Yeah. I bet you do.
Super Bowl preview. Okay, why are you picking the boys this Sunday?
I really want to see Dak get him, but as far as on the field, I don't think I see what the Patriots doing and what they going through. And I see what y'all doing. I think y'all game against their game is going to be a little too much for them to handle. Oh. And they, the AFC still ain't ready for the NFC, period. I think the NFC teams, even the NFC teams that has records like the Cowboys, I think they're still a little too light years ahead of the AFC.
And Tom Brady has not looked like Tom Brady in years past. Why would you accept that?
I just didn't want to say
it. You didn't want to say that, but I say it. I will say what everybody is too afraid to say because they feel like
Nobody's afraid. They're all blue.
Because you nitpick, but look what he did in this game here. You go back to Kansas City, but it started, Skip. The last half of last year, he didn't play well. And you overlooked it because of what he did in the championship game against the Chiefs. But what about that Super Bowl? Zero touchdowns. Interception and a quarterback, a QBR of 26. Now, you love QBR. Jen, I don't know if you noticed this. QBR, it measures 0 to 150 being average. He was below average, way below average.
Huh. But better than Jared Goff.
That's not saying nothing.
Better than Jared Goff. Game-winning drive goes to Tom Brady. Fourth quarter, 5 straight completions, touchdown.
That's like saying I had dinner last night. What'd you have? Man, I had bologna. What'd you have? I had Vienna sausage. What's so? That's still two worth dinners. It's not like you said. That was all I had to eat.
The Vienna sausage with Ritz crackers now.
No, I need a Vienna sausage with that truck driver steak, that honey bun. You know, the truck driver steak? I get them right now.
You might have one after the show.
I get a truck driver steak and the Vienna sausage every so to keep me grinding away. You don't keep me grinding because I don't want to think, you know, I'm above this. I'm not.
So let me say this about my friend Wayne. When he speaks about sports, I listen because his predictions often prove bullseye true. So I love it that he is picking my team. It gives me more confidence.
But you didn't. So you don't have no confidence.
Because I've told you I have a motto on this show. There's one man in sports I do not bet against.
I heard that.
Especially in that stadium, in that little town
that
up there by Boston.
That's why I didn't want to say Tom Brady ain't looking like Tom Brady, because that's almost like, I don't know, no offense, home. That's almost like saying Brian ain't looking like Brian. You know what he going to come back and do.
Brian looking like...
I ain't talking about right now. Brian looking like when he first came in. Brian looking like Miami Heat right now. He looking like a Heatle right now.
Like a Heatle.
Yeah, he looking like a Heatle right now. But I'm saying that's what that feel like.
Yeah.
If you say Tom Brady ain't looking like Tom Brady, that's what it feels like saying Brian ain't looking like Brian.
When you say that, you're daring that devil.
That's what I didn't say.
Yeah, he looked like Tom Brady just looking, playing like Sam Darnold.
You realize this whole week you have spent daring that devil up there, saying he's the washed king. And he hears all, especially from Hall of Famers. So you're actually undercutting your own pick because you're picking Dallas after you have dared that.
Yeah, I'm picking Dallas. Because he's not that guy.
Yeah.
He's not that guy. He hadn't been that guy this year. He hadn't been that guy this year, Skip.
Well, I'm just afraid that guy is going to emerge and make you eat more fried crow or fried honey bun or whatever it is.
He might be in Dallas next year, Skip. Be careful.
Say that again.
I said he might be in Dallas next year. Be careful. That might be one of the reasons why they still ain't paid that.
No? What everybody you got? Dak said, I'm going to get that. See, I know why they hadn't paid him. See, he wanted him to take a discount. You know, he'll play a discount and stay here. And ain't no discount. This ain't no Dollar General, no Sam's Club. Mm. We don't give discounts over here. Mm. Full price. Last time you went to Tiffany's and got a discount. They don't do discounts.
So what is Vegas saying about this game? Vegas is saying that New England is a 6.5-point favorite. That is significant to me because my team has not been an underdog one time this whole year. Whole year. Mm-hmm. Even against your guys.
I know. I didn't understand it. But,
right? Mm. Favored every game, 6-4.
I'm going to go lay big money.
Okay. 6-4.
I'm going to go lay big money on the Cowboys.
Okay.
And if I don't show up for money, you know why.
How many cases y'all got on it?
Okay. So what are
how many cases do we got?
Do you want to put cases?
Yeah.
Really?
Would you want two or three?
I don't bet against my team. I told you I don't bet against my team. I'm not doing it.
Skip, and then that's your team
I'm
on Sunday.
I'm picking with my head, not my heart, but I'm not going to bet against my team. But I don't want to have to root
first of all,
against my
team. The Cowboys are officially right now on Sunday on my team. They're my team.
I'll bet a case on Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll take one case.
I'll get a case.
Okay, done. You owe me 42 cases.
Oh, God. I'll get them back. Bron will get them all back for me, didn't you? Bron will get all 42 cases back.
Okay. Mm. So this is the first time all year that Stephen Jones, the sort of the GM of the Cowboys, talked about it, Jerry's son Stephen, mm-hmm. said last week that usually, everybody brings their A game to play America's team. But this time, we're going to have to bring our A game to play the dynasty. So it's like role reversal where every week, the Cowboys have to get up for a game against somebody who's taken them way more seriously. What happened.
Skip, stop saying that.
So for once, at least you have motivation.
You and Stephen Jones are delusional. Mm. Now, they'll get up for the team. Now, if you won the Super Bowl the previous year,
yes
they'll get up for you.
Yes.
If you're the Patriots, yes. Because that is the ultimate measuring stick. Why am I going to measure myself against mediocrity? Y'all hadn't won anything. Mm. The Patriots have gone to 9 Super Bowls since you last won one. And they getting up for you? For what?
But they get up for everybody. They don't even care. It can be Buffalo or Miami, and they just say, watch this.
Nobody getting up for the Cowboys.
Cold-blooded killers.
Nobody getting up for the Cowboys.
Yep. But I have told you, my team needs external motivation because my coach couldn't motivate a bullet.
So what's the motivation? So what's the motivation y'all got this week to go out there and play well in Foxborough? What's the motivation?
MVP.
40 million.
Who?
My quarterback.
Fox don't have enough lights to shine on Dak. He's a dark horse. Didn't they just tell you a dark horse? The guy that's in the light. Russ and Lamar Jackson. Why can't you get through your head? Why your head so hard?
My team loves my quarterback, and my team's going to play for him because they think he can win the MVP, and they want him to get the biggest bag in all of sports.
Yeah, I want him to get the biggest bag because I told you he was going to get that big bag.
Yep. So, quick left turn to college football. Mm-hmm. LSU dominating.
Go Tigers.
Yeah.
Your Heisman front runner is...
Joe Burrow.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because?
He's savvy. He's savvy, and also because, unfortunately, what happened to Tua. Unfortunately. Yeah. It sucks.
Tua was doing that thing, wasn't he?
It sucks, man. Yeah, he's a dog. Mm. He's just a dog. And Joe Burrow, you know, I believe he's NFL ready. And I believe that's what the scouts or whatever, I think that's what they see are going to see the most. Even if he doesn't go number one, I believe he's going to go top 5, top 3, actually. Mm. Yeah.
What about your guy?
If Jalen Hurts had a semblance of a defense, he would be winning.
What they got to do with his offense? What they got to do with
Jalen? They score 48 a game. I don't know what more can you do.
Kyler Murray had that same defense. The defense was no better with Kyler Murray.
You think Jalen going top 10, though?
No.
No?
No.
Mm-mm. First round?
I don't think so.
Ooh.
Who?
Jalen Hurts.
I don't know. He's pretty good. He is growing on me as an NFL player.
Even two.
You know what? The more I watch Lamar, the more I say.
That's
Jalen
what I'm saying. The NFL turning into
We got three receivers that's going in the first round.
Well, I got one who's better than any of those three.
No.
You want to bet?
No.
CeeDee Lamb is better than any of those. You can have Judge Judy or
Jerry Judy.
I'll take CeeDee Lamb over Jerry Judy any day.
He can run the rock like Judy.
I will take CeeDee Lamb.
Judy.
He is untackleable.
I got Judy all day.
Hey, Judy. And Ruggs.
Run after.
And Devontae Smith. Ooh. You forgot about Devontae.
I got Judy all day.
You can have all three of them. You can roll them into one. I'll take CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb, nice.
Hey.
But he ain't Judy.
He ain't Judy, though. He don't run a route like Judy.
If you were Alabama receiver, Julio,
Calvin Ridley. Mm-hmm. Now we got Punch and Judy. Mm-hmm.
We gotta leave it there, guys. But hey, go Tigers.
I know you
know
it is.
Lil Wayne is still with us. We haven't hit the NBA yet. LeBron versus Kawhi. All right, weigh in. Who is the real king of LA?
LeBron.
Easy answer for you.
Period. End of story.
There is no king. You know, there's a movie. Who did this movie? Kings of LA, Queens of New York. Mm. What's the director, Skip, with the glasses? Scorsese.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is no kings. Mm. There's a king of LA. Yeah. Singular. That's it. And he doesn't load manage. Mm.
Nah.
He doesn't do that. Mm. And he gives it to you every night.
That would be one of my main reasons, other than the obvious reason. He's LeBron James.
He gave
James.
It to those sorry Thunder the other night. He played a game high 37 minutes, so he's not load managing. And yet, who's going to be readier for May and June?
We born ready.
Mm. LeBron.
We got some help.
Please remember that Kawhi Leonard drugged that team through the playoffs, drugged that team all the way through the finals. That's what LeBron was doing. Mm-mm. Getting that body right, chilling, resting, watching.
No, he's making a movie.
Getting ready.
He said he was getting up at 4 a.m. and hitting the
gym.
You saw it. You witnessed it.
To get up that early anyway when you're shooting a movie. You got to be on that set early anyway.
You got to be on that set.
Yeah.
You ready.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, which team will be readier for May and June, Clippers or Lakers?
The Lakers.
Really?
Yes. I know everybody loved the Clippers and they won through seven and all that. I know they're great. They're great when they put that second team on there. They got starters on that second squad.
Yeah.
Understood. They got closers.
Understood.
Yeah, the closer but, should be starting. Well, Lou Wiz is
no,
the closer.
You just
but they're not better than
the
us.
No.
They're not better than us. So it still that still answers the question. That still answers the question. So who's ready? Understand all that. Once we step on the court, you're not better than us.
Yes.
Plain better and simple. Defensive team. Seems like it's the Clippers.
First of all, Skip, you know, you make it seem like we're 30th.
You're
we're
much second. Better than I thought you were going to be.
Lead the league in block shots.
We long. Skip.
You got three long.
Yeah, and we go skyscraper. We might put LeBron and Kuzma in there also with Dwight Howard, JaVale, and AD. Now what you going to do?
Lou Williams is just cheating, first of all.
Yeah.
Lou Williams is cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to figure out.
What do you mean?
He had cheat code. That's the cheat code.
He's got a cheat code. He is.
Yeah, that's when you play a game, you put the cheat code in. Yeah, somebody didn't put the cheat code in on
you. How can you even be in the discussion for the best player or the king of L.A. when they bring the guy off the bench to close the game for you? Lou Williams running the offense with Paul George. And Kawhi on the court. Lou Williams got the ball in his hand.
Yes, he does.
Lou Williams making plays. Yeah. You the best player
of the year. He's the closer.
How you the best player? Because you know who's gonna close it for the yellow. You know who's gonna close it.
Imagine if they brought Steve Kerr off the bench and they closed this for Mike.
How's he gonna close with a pull groin? I don't know. It just seems like we're heading toward another pull groin. Well, I'm knocking on wood for him. I got knocking on wood.
Stop trying. He's playing dangerously high minutes early.
He played 12 minutes of the fourth quarter against the poor Thunder.
He took nine shots in the fourth quarter.
How many minutes in the basketball game? 48.
Really?
So we play what's required of us. But we don't load manage. We don't do that. We don't cheat the fans.
What is that?
If memory serves, the guy you say is the MVP, do you remember what he did in the fourth quarter against the Thunder? Can we see this? What happened against
the
Thunder?
Got the clip.
We got clips. Look at this. Look at this. Air ball. He shot. That's the MVP. He shot an air ball. Here he goes again, dribbling into traffic. Wait, I thought that was the MVP. Here's the GOAT. The GOAT shoots. An air ball hits the bottom of the basket. Here he goes dribbling into trap. Whoops. Goes again for another easy deuce the other way. Way to go, LeBron.
Hold on.
And here he is getting blown by Gallinari and having to hack him.
Hold
and that,
Skip.
That brought
Hold
this game to a two-point game. Look at these free throws. Clank, that almost airballed free throw. Not, whoops, LeBrick.
So what about, are we going to talk about?
You said the game's over. It's his house and his team. He did that at Staples.
What about Kawhi?
Woo. You know, Kawhi the other night in overtime.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Now he hurt.
Is that out of your mouth? Yeah.
I was asking, because, you know, I was wondering how you get a new job and you already get PTO. I understand there's a probationary period. Mm-hmm. So normally for like 90 days, yeah. you can't get any time off yeah. without some of being occurred. Mm-hmm. He get on a new job. Huh. He already missed 4 or 5 games.
He's got a bum knee.
Hey, what that got to do with me?
He's got a bum knee. It's legit.
You got them bum knee because you got them on New Balances.
But he's going to load them.
The orthopedic. That one got a knee hurt anyway. He actually think the guy going to be sporting those. Hey, check these NBs out.
Check these NBs out.
Really?
Before, go ahead.
Come on, Skip. I can't believe you.
You got some. He got some new quads.
He wore them out here with a quad.
I saw them.
He ought to be embarrassed.
Yeah. Look terrible.
They're hot pink. I might have to wear them in Miami at the Super Bowl.
They were hot something else.
Why do you keep moving over there? Your chair keeps moving over there. I don't get it.
Man, you know that man can't move my chair.
Yeah, they hot something, right?
Yeah, oh well.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself,
Skip. All right, that's it for us, everybody. Weezy, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We are back Monday, 9:30 Eastern.
Thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Keep an eye out for the weekend edition of the podcast tomorrow morning, featuring this week's best segments. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Facts, sports, one of one.